Good evening. Welcome to the fifth annual concert, Christmas concert of the Granite Bay SCA Church. We're excited that you're here this evening. And we're also very excited because this is our very first concert, Christmas concert, in our brand new facility. So we're excited that we could finally meet together and have our Christmas concert here and have all of you be here with us as well. You know, as we think about the Christmas season, a time that's filled with a lot of consumerism, trying to get the best deal or find the best thing you can get, it's important to remember the reason for the season and the fact that Jesus performed an infinite condescension on our behalf so that we could be with him throughout all of eternity. I think of a beautiful quote in a book by the title of Christ Object Lessons. It says this: "This world is but an atom in the vast dominions over which God presides. Yet this little fallen world, the one lost sheep, is more precious in his sight than are the 99 that went not astray from the fold. Christ loved, the loved commander in the heavenly courts, stooped from his high estate, laid aside the glory that he had with the Father in order to save this one lost world." Wow, isn't it a wonderful thought that Jesus, the commander in heaven, the Son of God, came here and became an innocent little baby so that he could save and die for us. What a wonderful thought. And our prayer is that through the music, through the lyrical content, through everything that takes place here tonight, we would leave here deeply impacted by the love of God. And that we would be transformed and leave here with a willing desire to consecrate our lives more to God. At this time, I'd like to invite Pastor Q forward.
Let's bow our heads as we begin. Our kind Heavenly Father, we're just here and we just want to lift up your name as we're here, dear Father, and we just think about your birth and put everything else aside as we think about you. Thank you so much. Bless each one that is here today, and may each one be blessed as they hear it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God. Thank you. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came and he said to her,
"Greetings, favored one.
The Lord is with you."
But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her,
"Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
"How will this be, since I am a virgin?"
"The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. For nothing is impossible with God."
"I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said."
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered, and all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee of Judea to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was the descendant of the house of the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Good evening, everyone. Did you enjoy the song service this evening? To be honest with you, I was a little nervous. I was getting ready, and the sister Miriam I just met, she was singing with all her heart, so I stopped worrying about it and started singing. And if you don't mind, I want to invite you to stand up and sing the next song with us and the orchestra. We're all going to be a choir together. But we have to sound like angels. Ready? Beautiful job. Thank you so much. I think our God deserves all of us to praise Him.
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel
came. And to send his shepherds for tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort.
and joy, oh, tidings of comfort. The Lord sing praises of you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now in grace. This holy tide of Christmas, all of his lovely face, oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy, oh, tidings of comfort. Oh, tidings of comfort and comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Now they were in that same country, shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them. And the glory of the Lord shone all around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Long ago on a starry night.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another,
Come, let us go now to Bethlehem and see what has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us.
So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. Though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as the sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth.
Frosty wind.
Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried and rose from the dead. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Jesus said, I have come as a light into the world, that whosoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. I have come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
And all light, angel light.
Then he, Jesus, said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said,
"Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go up into heaven."
Can you say amen? We would like to thank all the groups and the musicians for sharing their gifts of music, and want to thank each of you for coming to celebrate this very important occasion. And it's wonderful when we can come together and think about the incredible gift that God gave us in His Son. You know, it's always good news when you have a gift to share, And what's really neat is if you have a gift that's a surprise, but it's hard not to tell somebody when you've got a really good gift. Have you ever tried? You get a really good gift and you just can't wait to tell someone, but you're supposed to wait. The better the gift, the harder it is to keep it a secret. And that's probably why when that first angel appeared to the shepherds and he told them about the good news, the other angels that were waiting couldn't wait any longer, and they just parted the veil between the visible and the invisible and had to sing the good news, the glory of God. You know, the good news that the Bible is all about is that the greatest gift that has ever been given is available to you. The sad thing is some people don't know it. They don't know how much it costs. They don't know how much it's worth. And they're not aware of it. And you know, one of the most important things we could do at a program like this is to not only celebrate the gift, but make sure that we've taken the gift, accepted the gift, understand what it cost. You know, a few years ago, about 2 years ago, there was a couple that was living in Anderson, South Carolina. It was Larry and Jimmy Sue Swerling. Now, Jimmy Sue was the wife. You get names like that when you live in South Carolina. And she was born with one kidney, and it eventually began to fail. And the doctors explained that without a transplant, she didn't have very bright prospects for much of a future. Well, the problem was, in North America, there were 96,000 other Americans on the list waiting for a kidney transplant. And I don't think I told you that Jimmy Sue was 76 years old. So it didn't look like she was ever going to get on the list for a kidney transplant. But her husband, after 57 years of marriage, wasn't going to give up. So Larry, who was 77, he got himself a poster board, you know, one of those big boards, actually got two of them, tied them together with a rope, put a sign on them that said, "Need kidney for wife." Had a phone number. Threw it over his shoulders, and he began to walk up and down the streets of Anderson, South Carolina. "Need a kidney for wife." Now, I also don't think I mentioned that Larry was still working a full day. And so after he would get off of work, he would put on his sign and he would walk sometimes 15 miles a day, just hoping somebody, people would honk at him, but nobody was calling. Larry offered one of his own kidneys, I should mention, but he wasn't the right match. And so he did this also on his truck. He put a sign, "Need kidney for wife," with a phone number. Drove around town. So everywhere he went, he was pleading with anybody, "Would you help my wife stay alive?" And when you love somebody, you'll do something like that. He would work a full 8-hour day, and then with bad knees, 77 years old, in sweltering heat, he'd walk up to 15 miles a day, and he did this for a year. Well, finally, the news got a hold of the story, and they ran a special report on what Larry was doing trying to get a kidney for his wife. And they spoke favorably of it. Well, they got 2,000 phone calls from people around the state that expressed an interest. 100 of those turned into medical tests and interviews. And finally, one lady, a retired Navy commander, Kelly Waverly, 41 years old, I guess you can retire early from the Navy, was found to be a perfect match. And she said, "I'll give one of my kidneys." And the surgery was performed, and everything went fine. And both recovered fully, and Jimmy Sue has a new lease on life. Now, that really amazed me that, I mean, you know, let's face it, some of us would be reluctant to give spare change to a panhandler. Would you give a kidney, one of your vital organs, to a stranger? Would you be willing to offer a vital organ of your child to a stranger? That'd probably be harder still. And when you think about what was done so that somebody could have life, and there's risk involved in giving away one of your organs, but a person was willing to take that risk to give someone else life. And I don't know that people appreciate the gift that was given to make eternal life available to each one of you. You know the verse, God so loved the world that he gave his Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish but have everlasting life. Of course, that's John 3:16. And a program like this is a great time to come together and celebrate our gifts of music. I don't know what it is about vibrations, how they touch our hearts, the chords and the melodies and the combination of the word and the music. But today is 12/12/2015. And maybe there's never been a date that you could point to before where you have said, you know, I did make a decision to accept the gift. That's the starting point for new life, to accept the gift. Jesus is offering you a heart transplant. He says, a new heart I will put within you. He takes away all of your sins. You're born again. You get a new lease on life, not just temporary life. Think about it. Someone would give away a kidney to give a few more years to, let's face it, an old lady that they didn't even know. God offered his Son to give you not just a few more years of this life, better life now and eternal life forever. And I and many people here will testify it's very real. It'll bring joy into your life. We come together and we sing about the first advent of Jesus and what a wonderful gift that was. But unless you accept the gift, you won't be ready for the second advent. And that's why it wouldn't be appropriate for us to come together like this and have a program without giving you an opportunity. And each of you, either in your seat back, we may have run short by a few because we have a full house, you can see. But either in your seat back or under your seat, you're going to see a card that looks something like this. I'd like to encourage you to reach out and grab that right now. Hopefully in the seat, you'll also find a tool to write with, or you may have one on you. And we'd like to give you an opportunity to say, you know, I would like to accept that gift. 12/12/2015, I made a decision to accept that new life, that new heart that Jesus is offering me. If you just write your name on there, you might write some contact information. Got about four quick questions. One, I have chosen to accept Jesus as my personal Savior. You'd like to accept the new heart that Christ is making available to you. Well, that's just a starting point. You might say, I want to know more about what Jesus taught and what it means to follow him. If you'd like to receive Bible studies, let us know that. We'd love to help you. Maybe you have some questions. You'd just like to talk to one of the pastors. You can put a phone number or email down there and we'll try and get a hold of you. And then if we come together, we sing, we celebrate, but we have different pains and struggles in our life. You might have a special prayer request. If you'd write that prayer request on the back of your card, we do actually pray over these things. We collect them, we bring them together, we'll pray for you. We have a prayer team also, and prayer makes a big difference. If you'd take a moment and do that, we have some ushers here, and when the next music plays, they'll be going through also, and they'll be collecting your cards. I know you'll need just a moment to fill that out. And I'd like to pray with you right now before we move on with the program. Would that be okay? Father in heaven, we're looking forward to the additional music and the singing that will come. And Lord, we do sing your praises. We thank you so much that you've loved us so much, that you left the courts of heaven and you came down to this earth. You humbled yourself and became a man, and that you offered your life to give us a heart transplant, a blood transfusion, to empty yourself that we might live, that we might be forgiven, that we might have new hearts and new lives. Lord, what a shame that you would give all of that and us not accept it. I pray right now, if we've not done it before, everybody here will make a choice to invite you into their minds and their hearts. I pray you'll help us know what it means to get a new beginning and live a new life and be born again. Please bless each person here with our different prayer requests. And again, we thank you and praise you that we could come together and just sing and glorify you and remember when you sent your Son into this world. We thank you so much. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank you, friends. We have more music that's coming now. And they'll be collecting your cards.
flocks and lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift are winging, angels singing, Noel's ringing, tidings bringing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Christ the babe is Lord of all. Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of the gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praises voicing, greet the morrow. Christ the babe was born for you. Christ the babe was born for you.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
Christmas morn. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
It's during this time of the year that obviously we're thinking about the gift of Jesus that the Father gave to us, but it is also a time of the year when we get to think about others. The other day I was driving in my car, actually just on Friday, and I stopped at the light. I was waiting for the light to turn, and I looked over to the side, and I saw there a man holding up a sign saying, "Homeless, please, anything will help." You know, there's a lot of people in this world who struggle from different needs. And here at the Granite Bay Church, we have a ministry that is committed to doing what we can to help those in need, in particular, homeless. And I've asked Kathy if she would just come out and share a little bit about our homeless ministry and how it's going to impact you tonight, because following our program here in a few moments, on your way out, all of you get to receive one of these bags. I believe we have purple bags and we have blue bags. And these bags you want to keep in your car, you can give it to somebody who's homeless. So Kathy, tell us about this ministry and what's in that bag.
Well, the exciting thing is when Granite Bay started the homeless ministry, we were at the other church. And we just really wanted, it was a group of us that really wanted to do something for the homeless. And we were starting by making food and working with the Salvation Army in Roseville. But then it got a little too technical and the food was getting difficult to prepare there. So we thought, well, we need to have some other ideas. So when we moved here to the new church, a group of us got together and we thought, well, how about we make some kind of a backpack or a bag, we've been calling them the blessing backpacks, that we can give and we can keep them in our cars and they don't have anything that's perishable inside of them. That's the important thing. So we decided to start putting the bags together and we've called the ministry Acts. And it's based on the verse Acts 20, verse 35. And last week was very exciting. We did a lot of gift wrapping for those of you that were here. I was very excited. So we have gloves. I'm not sure what that is, but probably maybe socks. And gloves and hats and lots of warm things inside. And we all gift wrapped them last year. We have some really cool pictures. We have cans of soup with the spoons. And it's a pop top can, so you don't have to worry about someone not having a can opener. We have bottles of water. And we have, what else is in there? Crackers. And toothbrush with built-in toothpaste, which is very important. And then we have granola bars, and they're soft, chewy granola bars, so that works it out okay. And then, of course, we have a Bible in there, and we have the first one or two lessons of the Amazing Facts. We have the glow track in there. And we also have a resource card in there, which is really cool. And let me pull out the resource card. The resource card actually has in there different places where people can go to get help. If they have addictions, or if they want to get some more food, or if they need shelter, or take a shower. And the really cool thing about this is the company that we got a lot of our printing from, they gave us these for free. And they said they wanted to do their part in the community. So we're very excited about putting these bags together. And as Pastor Ross said, the really neat thing about it is there's nothing perishable in there. So you can keep this in your car. And when you leave in the morning, pray for a divine appointment. And the Lord will provide you a person that you can give this to. Since we started this, handing out the bags a couple of weeks ago, I've had many of you come to me and tell me your really awesome stories. Even the kids, we've had a lot of kids come to me and say, "I gave a bag away to a homeless person." And one child told me, "I gave a bag away to someone and they knew the name Granite Bay." So I was very excited about that. So as Pastor Ross said, this is the time of year that we want to really give to others. And so today, as our gift to you and for your gift for you to give to others is we want every single person here to make sure that you take one or two bags and you can keep them in your car, and you can give them away whenever you see a homeless person. The really cool thing is that you will start looking for them. Pastor Ross said he drove around for weeks until he found looking for somebody.
I was on the hunt for homeless people. I was looking down the street. I couldn't see anyone. Finally, I found somebody to give the bag to. It was kind of exciting. So I think we have enough for at least two for every person,
at least,
or close to
at
that
least, yes,
at the back.
Yes.
So please be sure to take that. And I think in the next couple of weeks, we're going to see homeless people all around Sacramento carrying these bags with goodies.
That's what
so we have a lot of them to hand out. At this time, what we're going to be doing is we're all going to join together and sing our grand finale. I believe it's Joy to the World. I'm wondering if they can turn the lights on in the house for us over there. That would be great. And we want to invite all of the choirs that came forward. We would like to thank our participants in our program this evening, all the way from the Granite Bay Children, the Pine Hills Choir, as well as the Weimar Choir and the orchestra, and the rest of the church members that helped lead out in this program. Very excited to have all of you here, and we trust that it's been a blessing and that you will leave here this evening with joy in your heart. Now, you don't have to leave and just head on straight back to the car and go home. We do have refreshments in the fellowship hall. Some of the folks have brought some cookies, and there is some juice, so please feel free to stay by for a while, fellowship together, enjoy some of the food that we have, and then don't forget on your way out to please pick up one of those bags and take it home with you. Keep it in your car, good place to keep it, and then, of course, start looking for homeless people that you can hand your bag to. We will be collecting, you'll notice there will be folks at the door on the way out, and they'll be holding some bags. If you would like to help us in our stockment for the bags next time, we would appreciate anything that you can give. All of what you give will go towards our homeless ministry to help buy the supplies for the next group of bags that we'll be preparing. Well, at this time, as the choir comes on the stage, I'd like to invite the audience to please stand. The words are on your screen, Joy to the World.
Like when we're in heaven, to sing all together, sing with all these choirs, this is our opportunity.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare
Let us bow our heads for prayer. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for the great gift that was given almost 2,000 years ago, a gift that came from a heart of infinite love, the gift of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that old rugged cross, for a hill called Calvary, where Jesus laid down his life so that we could be forgiven, we could be cleansed. Father, we receive your great gift of salvation Thank you, Lord, for loving us so much, for giving us a future and a hope, for forgiving us of our sins and filling our hearts with joy. Yes, Lord, the world needs to know, joy to the world, the Lord has come. So, Father, we pray that as we leave this place this evening, that that joy would abide in our hearts. And, Father, give us the opportunity to share that joy with somebody else. Maybe somebody in need. Maybe a homeless person. Whatever it might be. May we speak words of encouragement and hope. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. We pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. Again, we want to thank you all for joining us tonight. We'd like to thank the choirs and the singers, and we'd also like to thank all of the musicians, as well as those who work the audio board and the microphones and the sound. Again, thank you for coming. Don't forget, we do have refreshments in the back. May God bless you.